This chazar zeichen neshbach chesed shalom remember who the masechet is getting dasamach beis zaklim rabbi yosef ben mishum testified in the name of his brother rabbi yechanan who said in the name of rabbi lazar ben chisma if an amah aris prepared dough and then asked the chaver to prepare the challah dough meaning the piece that has to be separated as challah for him he may not do so because the kohen seeing the chaver separating it may think the challah is tar when in fact it's tameh because the amah aris prepared the dough to begin with however a chaver may prepare the dough initially may then separate a piece for challah put it into a keli that cannot become tameh and give it to the amah aris like that and we're not concerned that the amah aris will make it tameh similarly if an amah aris prepared olives to be pressed and then ask the chaver to prepare the truma, the chaver may not do so for the same reason like we just explained before, but the chaver may prepare the olives initially, may then separate the truma and put it into his own kelim and give it to the amah aris like that. Rabbi Yechanan explained the reason we're makel and we're not concerned that the amah aris will make the truma or the challah tameh is for the sake of the livelihood of the kneader or of the presser. And both cases are needed to teach us because if we would only give the first case, we would think that we're lenient over there because the kneader's wages are minimal and therefore we have to allow him to make whatever he can. But we should not be lenient for the presser who makes higher wages. And if we would just say the second case, we would say it's only over there we're makel because the presser is a seasonal job with less job opportunities. So therefore, we allow it to happen, but we won't. But won't be also makel for a kneader. Fechmer Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shulman said that the chaver can initially knead the dough for the amah aretz, separate the challah, put it into kelim that cannot become tameh, and then give it to him. Why are we not concerned that the amah aretz will touch the challah? The Gemara says because we'll tell the amah aretz that if he touches the challah, all the dough will revert to becoming tevel, and that will stop him from touching it. Maybe he doesn't care if it all becomes tevel. The Gemara says he came to the kneader to try and remove the iser of tevel, so we can assume that he will not do something that in his mind would bring it back the tevel status onto his dough. Shekhmar Yul said that regarding the olives, the chaver separates the truma, puts it into kelim, and gives it to the amah aretz. Why are we not concerned that the amah aretz will touch the truma? But it says it makes sense that in the case of the dough, we don't have to be concerned because he's using a strange keli, which reminds him not to touch it. But how come we're not concerned in this case? But it says in this case, we're talking about where he puts the truma into kelim of animal dung or of stone or of unprocessed earth. This will also remind him not to touch the truma inside. If so, why do we need the kelim to belong to the chaver? But it says it means that the kelim are fit to be used by the chaver, that they're not mekabel tumah, like the tais mentioned above, and a chanami doesn't have to be from the chaver. The Mishnah said, "Machzikin yedei oyvdei chacham b'shvias." How can the Mishnah allow us to help a goy on shmita? Rav Din Bar Shishna, in the name of Rav, said that one may not work together with a goy in the field in shmita, and one may not give a double shalom greeting to a goy at any time. We see that one may not help him in the field. So the Mishnah is referring to words of encouragement, not actually helping him. Rav Chista would greet a goy with shalom before the goy would greet him, because typically the responder would say a double greeting, and Rav Chista wanted to avoid doing that. Rav Kahana would say shalom lamar, having in mind his Rebbe instead of the Goy. Mishnah said, V'shoy alam b'shloiman. We just said that he may give words of encouragement, so it's obvious that he can offer a greeting. Rabbi Yehuda said, the chiddush is that one may greet Goyim even on their holiday. Hadnalach perek ani zokin. Perek ha'emer perek shishi. If a husband tells someone, accept this get for my wife or take this get to my wife, if the husband wants, he may retract the get at any time before it reaches the hands of the wife. However, if the wife told someone, accept the get for me, then once the person received the get, the husband may no longer retract the get. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah, if the husband tells the wife, shliach, that he does not want him to accept it for her, but instead wants him to take it to her, the husband may retract the get at any time until it reaches the hand of the wife. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even if a woman tells someone, take my get for me, and the husband gave the get to this person, the husband may not retract the get. Frek the Gemara, Racha, the son of Rav Avi, said to Rav Ashi, the only reason the statement of take this get to my wife does not make her divorce as soon as the shliach gets it is because the shliach was not a shliach l'kabbalah. This suggests that if he was made into a shliach l'kabbalah, the word take would prevent the husband from being allowed to retract. We see that the word take is equivalent to saying bizoicha. So l'chari, could we bring a riot to that? Mara said, no, maybe that saying take is not like saying bizoicha, and therefore the husband could retract after saying that. The reason the Mishnah gave that case was that we not think that since the husband cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah for the wife, it should not be even a get when it reaches her hand, since he said accept it for her. Maybe it's not a lashon of a get altogether. The Mishnah therefore teaches that he means to say accept and deliver it to her, and therefore it still is a valid get. In fact, the second case that the Mishnah suggests, that if the woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, then he would be kaina the get, whether the husband tells him to accept it for her or whether he tells her to take it to her. This again seems to prove that saying take is like saying be kaina. The Gemara says it may be that he's only kaina if the husband taka tells him accept the get. Fechmer the Mishnah says if the husband tells the shliach, I don't want you to accept it for her, rather I want you to take it to her and give it to her, he may retract the get. This suggests that if he didn't tell her, I don't want you to accept it for her, he would not be able to retract, which suggests again that the saying take is like saying be kaina. The Gemara says the Mishnah may mean that the shliach is kaina only when the husband tells him this get is for you, take it to my wife. But if he simply says take it to my wife, he would not be kind of her. Mura says, it's poshut that a man can serve as a shliach le'elocha, because a man can deliver a get to his own wife. It's also a poshut that a woman can be a shliach le'kabbalah, because she can accept her own get. Could a man be a shliach le'kabbalah, and can a woman be a shliach le'elocha? Zoknemar, well, our Mishnah says that if the husband told the shliach to accept the get for his wife, he may still retract. But if the wife had told the shliach to accept the get, he cannot retract. Presumably, we're talking about one shliach, and we see the person can act as a shliach le'elocha and a shliach le'kabbalah. So you see that a man can do both. Mura says, it may be that the Mishnah is discussing two different shluchim. The man appointed a man, the woman appointed a woman, therefore no raya. Mar says, well, the Mishnah says that if the husband tells the shliach l'kabbalah, I do not want you to accept the get from my wife, rather I want you to take it to her and deliver it to her, he may retract the get. This is certainly talking about one shliach, and we see that he can act as a shliach l'elocha and a shliach l'kabbalah. In fact, this can teach that a man can be a shliach l'kabbalah, but which may be based on the fact that a father can accept the get for his minor daughter. What about a woman acting as a shliach l'elocha? So Mar said, a Mishnah says that even the women who are not believed to say that a woman's that someone's husband died are still trusted to deliver a get. This refers to her acting as a shliach le'elocha, and we see that a woman may be a shliach le'elocha. Rashi said we have another raya. The Mishnah then over there says that a woman may deliver her own get if she says b'fanei necht, b'fanei nechtam. Again, we see that a woman may act as a shliach le'elocha.